Please be seated. Christmas is one of my most favorite times of the year. And all year, I look forward to this night, to these candles, the smell of these greens, being here with all of you. Christmas is a time of caring and sharing and giving. So what are you giving to other people this Christmas? And maybe you haven't opened all your gifts yet, but what do you hope will be under the tree tomorrow morning? Well, I remember one of the best Christmas gifts that I ever received. It was a Christmas where I felt pure joy as a child. I must have been about 8 years old, and I was really into G.I. Joe. Members of the G.I. Joe team, they weren't superheroes, but they were experts in martial arts and weapons and explosives. There were guys in the Army and the Marines and the Air Force, and they fought the evil Cobra Command. The 1980s, that was a different day and a different time. And guys my age, these were toys that we loved and were drawn to. And I had all the action figures and the gear. I watched the cartoons in the afternoon after school. Well, that year I asked for something special. For Christmas, I asked for the G.I. Joe Snowcat. It was a troop transporter, and it had big tires. It had missiles that shot, and it had machine guns. Came with a figure that was all decked out in white that drove the transporter, and he had the gear, and the Snowcat was white, and the figure that drove it was white, you see, because the Snowcat was made for fighting in the snow. Well, that year, it actually snowed in Nashville on Christmas Eve. Now, snowing on Christmas Eve, that's a big deal when you're 8 years old. Well, then on Christmas Day, we opened up our gifts, and I opened up the G.I. Joe Snowcat, which was made for playing in the snow. And I got to go outside and play in the snow with my gift that was made for the snow. And for me, that was just perfect. That was pure joy as a child. Now, this time of year, you and I, we give gifts and we receive gifts at Christmas. Now, some gifts that you'll receive this year are thoughtful. Some have a lot of thought and effort and energy put into the gift that you'll receive. Some things that you and I get will be practical gifts. There'll be things that we need, things that we will be able to use. Well, some gifts might be on the other side of the category. There might not be quite as much thought put into them. They may not be quite as useful or as practical. We might open up a gift or two and look for the gift receipt inside because we know where it's going to go. But as they say, it's the thought that counts, right? The best gifts that you and I will receive aren't gifts that we would necessarily usually buy for ourselves. A gift is something that's freely given. It's from the heart. It's from one person to another. A gift is something we consider to be of value, something we consider to be worth giving in the first place. And it's freely given. In other words, you haven't bought it or earned it or worked for it. You haven't traded somebody something else for it. So at Christmas, the receiver is not supposed to be indebted to the giver. And when we receive a valuable gift that's freely given, there's almost a universal, spontaneous response. We feel joy. We feel gratitude. And you know something else? A gift is not a gift unless it's received. If a gift remains stashed in the closet and is never gifted, or if we put something away on layaway at the store but we never go back for it, or if we're shopping on Amazon and we add something to our cart but we don't complete the purchase, we say, oh, we'll come back later, or we'll wait for it to be on sale, but sometimes things are sold out. You know, some gifts remain in our head or in our heart or in our hands. Sometimes they're never given. Well, Christmas is about God's gift to us. It was a gift that God gave that has been given. And the gift that God gave on this special night was so important and so valuable that the scriptures tell us there was a special announcement about God's gift. I mean, imagine being those shepherds that we heard just a moment ago. These guys are out in the fields on this night. They're doing what shepherds do. They're having a normal night. The sheep are asleep and everything is quiet, except for the sheep that are snoring off in the distance. And the shepherds are sitting around. They're checking their phones. They're playing Candy Crush and a Pokemon game or posting something on Facebook. When all of a sudden, an angel appears in the night sky to announce Jesus' birth. And after the angel's announcement, the heavenly host, they start to sing. And the word heavenly host in the Greek text, it literally means army. Now, not army like the G.I. Joe army, but army as in a Roman legion. So there was an army, there was a legion of angels, thousands upon thousands in the night sky, praising God for the gift of God's Son. And John 3:16 is not a traditional Christmas passage that we're used to hearing on this night, but it is a passage that tells us about God's gift. God gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's why the angel was so excited, and the heavenly host, the thousands upon thousands, began to sing on this night. And God's gift at Christmas was the best possible gift. God gave the very best of what God had. God's gift was one of a kind. It was unique. It can't be replaced. It can't be returned. The gift was priceless. The gift was part of God's very self. As parents, our children, they mean the world to us. There's nothing we wouldn't do for them or buy for them that they needed or sacrifice for them. There's a little bit of us in each of our children. In Jesus, God gave to the world part of God's very self. God's gift was exactly what you and I, what we needed. God knew we needed a Savior, that we needed grace, that we needed forgiveness, that we needed love. And so Jesus in His life would go on to show and to extend and give grace and forgiveness. And He would show us the extent of God's love. There were no strings, there were no conditions attached to God's gift. We don't work for, we don't earn the gift of our Savior. At its best, a gift isn't a transaction, but a gift can be transformative. And it's up to us if we receive God's gift. See, receiving Jesus means that we believe in Him, that we trust, and that we rely on Jesus. That we follow Jesus, we become His disciple, we turn our lives over to Him, and we ask Jesus to work in and through us, so that in a small way He might be born again, you see, in each of us. If we receive Him, then there's a little bit of Him in us, and our lives reflect Him, our lives reflect our Savior. One of my favorite Dr. Seuss books and movies of all time is The Grinch. There's a new movie coming out, and I haven't seen it yet. But remember, in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, remember, the Grinch's goal was to stop Christmas from coming. There's this great moment where after the Grinch steals everything, after he steals the stockings and the Christmas gifts, the decorations, the Christmas tree, the food from the refrigerator, the Grinch wipes them out. There's this great moment where he stops, he looks back at the town, and he listens. And see, he wants to hear the children crying. That's what he hopes that he'll hear. But do you remember, what does he hear? He hears them singing. The Grinch was astonished that the people were singing on Christmas Day. The children were singing without any presents. The Grinch goes back to the town. He returns the toys, returns the presents and the decorations and the food and the Christmas trees. And the people in the town, they welcome the Grinch to their feast. They invite him to join them, and they share their food with him. And the story says that the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes that day. Do you remember, what does he learn? The Grinch learned that Christmas does not come from a store, but maybe Christmas is about a little bit more. It's a great reminder for us in this season of caring and sharing and giving. You and I, we give this time of year because God gave to us. And Christmas does mean a little bit more. It means a whole lot more than the material world around us tells us. See, the Grinch figured out that you can't steal Christmas. You can't take hope and love and joy and peace from our hearts. You can't steal the gift of Jesus. I hope you'll take time this Christmas to enjoy life and to enjoy everyone around you. Take time this Christmas to say your prayers and to say thank you for every gift that you're given. Receive God's gift this Christmas, gift of grace and love and the promise of forgiveness. This Christmas, enjoy every moment, every person, and every gift that you receive. Amen.